You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Music. I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's not the right music. Yeah. Not the call. Not like anything else that happened. Yeah. I'm like, man, that's funny. I wonder what happened.
Yes, Paul.
Just to stay with the theme, the Islanders 22-8 on the season. Dan won 3 straight.
Thank you, Paul.
Really hot.
Thank you, Paul. They lead the East by 2 points over Washington.
Break it down.
Yeah. Welcome to the program, already in progress. Seton, Paulie, Fritzy McLovin, yours truly here on the Dan Patrick Show. NBA trade deadline came, went. Fair amount of noise, but not clear if the title picture changed by any stretch of the imagination. And some of the contenders added some pieces there, but probably not enough to drastically shift the odds. In fact, I do have the updated odds of winning the championship after the trade deadline. Here we go. The Brooklyn Nets are still the favorites, followed by the Lakers. Do you guys want to guess who would be third on that list without looking? The big German just put up the odds, so in case you saw that. Can we start the show over? Can we start it over here?
I don't know if we can.
Can we run the open this time around instead of our play of the day?
I think so. Yeah.
Do you want to try it? Like three?
Well, wait, hold on. I'm just fixing every other hour of the show real quick, so I don't do that again. Okay. And I could theoretically do that.
You could theoretically do that.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to spend the next 2 minutes listening to...
Well, is it a good open? Is it funny? Good morning, folks.
Morning, Dan and Danette.
Morning.
Here we are. Another day, another Dan Patrick Show. If you'd like to watch, Peacock.
Peacock. I like the way you say Peacock.
If you want to listen later, download the podcast.
Download.
But right now, 3 hours live of the best sports talk on the air.
Okay. All right. So far, so good.
Yeah. Got the bells.
Yeah.
Here's the Friday open. This is going to be really good.
Dan Patrick.
Wouldn't it be great if we just had one really big trade at the trade deadline?
Aaron Gordon. Where would he fit?
The Denver Nuggets.
Kyle Lowry will remain with the Raptors.
Chicago's a team to watch here.
Victor Oladipo. He's a Miami Heat.
Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
You know, let's bring in Frank Isola. What about the Nets?
Well, they could be a team in the buyout market. There's been talk about maybe J.J. Redick. Andre Drummond is still out there. Everyone's going to be trying to make moves. Nobody is acquiring a player like the Nets are going to get back in Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant is invested from this standpoint. He knows there's only one satisfactory result, and that's winning. That's why this team has been all in.
The Magic are moving towards a rebuild.
It's like they're making their relevance disappear.
Oh, hold on, Dan. Let me just try real quick. Alakazam!
Magicians make things disappear.
Nope, Todd's still here. Sorry.
Your Orlando Magic are making their relevance disappear by getting rid of everything.
This is Dan Patrick, Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. All right. They had a little shot there at Fritzy at the end, so it was worth revisiting
that.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah. Welcome to Friday. It's a meat Friday, but we have salmon on the Traegers. Do we have anything meat-related for meat Friday? I saw where we had buffalo chicken dip.
Nice. Yeah, chicken. Wait, so salmon's not meat, I guess. It'd be fish Friday.
Yeah.
Salmon steaks.
But it is Lent. So we're doing our part there.
I actually had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. We did. Seton pointed that out. All righty. Welcome to the program. As I mentioned, there was some noise during the NBA trade deadline. The Nets are still the favorites in the East. The Lakers still the favorites in the West. The odds that I gave you, the Nets, then the Lakers. Who wants to guess third on the list of odds to win the championship? They did make a move yesterday. McLovin?
Denver Nuggets.
No.
My guy, Nikola Jokic.
No. Paulie?
It can't be Miami.
No.
No. The Jazz, right?
Still no.
The Bucks.
No.
Huh.
The Sixers.
No. The Clippers.
Wow.
The Clippers are third on the list with odds to win the championship there.
To win the championship? The NBA championship?
Yes.
Did the odds makers watch last year's playoffs?
Look, I don't agree with it, but you got Rajon Rondo. Okay. That didn't change the odds. They're still the third favorite there. Then the Bucks, then the Utah Jazz, the 76ers, the Nuggets, Phoenix Suns, Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, Dallas Mavericks, and the Indiana Pacers. Yes, Todd.
This Rondo thing, in your opinion, is going to be awesome or sideways? What happens first there?
I think it's just average. I don't, he's a Clipper, and all right, they got a point guard, and we know about playoff Rondo, but okay, so what? It doesn't really change my opinion much. Rondo averages 4 points a game. Can you think of a guy who averages, less than 5 points a game who gets as much attention as Rajon Rondo does? And he's a future Hall of Famer, but he averages, I think, 4 points a game. You probably didn't even know he was in Atlanta. And Lou Williams going back to Atlanta, and you know he loves Atlanta, especially the wings. But Lou Williams is one of those great scorers, but doesn't do anything else and sort of disappears in the postseason. That doesn't help you if you're the LA Clippers. Once you get to the postseason and you're going to rely on your bench for scoring, and then all of a sudden your bench sort of disappears. But Rajon Rondo, okay. But I don't think if the Lakers are healthy, I don't think the Lakers are blinking when it comes to this. Now, Rondo was very good last year. He was very clutch last year, but I don't think it changes anything this year. Yes, Eden.
Hall of Famer?
Rajon Rondo?
Yeah.
I think so.
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. I mean, the numbers aren't great, but I do think, he's had longevity. He's got a couple of titles. Leader on the floor. One of the smartest guys to ever play. Yes, Paulie.
I think he's Hall of guys you'd want on your team. Maybe not Hall of Fame.
McLovin, what do you think?
I think no-brainer Hall of Famer. Not no-brainer, but I do because the media really respects him for
four all-star appearances.
Yeah, four all-stars. I think he's led the league in assists. It's a playoff success. Even last year put the icing on the cake because he shot so well in that bubble. Remember he could hit a three last year out of nowhere?
Oh, I know. His shot actually looked decent. Adam Lefko, NBA on TNT host, will join us coming up. Clark Kellogg will stop by as we get ready for basketball coming up this weekend. But I mentioned the odds and did anybody really improve their team. I think the Nuggets became more of a threat. They added Aaron Gordon there. And the Heat got Victor Oladipo. I don't know how good he is anymore. Kyle Lowry stays in Toronto. That's what I said yesterday. How awkward is this going to be that it felt like everybody thought he was leaving Toronto? Drake, FaceTimes him during his press conference. Standing ovation. Best Raptor of all time. And then all of a sudden, Kyle Lowry's not traded. Lonzo Ball is still a Pelican. There's still some small moves and probably some contracts to buy out, but no more saviors coming. For better or for worse, teams are set, and here you go. Got about 2 months left in the regular season, and we'll see how all of this plays out. Yes, Paulie?
You threw out about Rondo, about a guy who averages 4 points a game, but gets a lot of coverage. If you're looking at a player who got a lot of coverage, a lot of pub, and is in a house, almost a household name, this guy averaged 7 points a game and barely started in his NBA career. Started less than half the games. Robert Horry. He's got 7 rings.
Yeah.
Never even came close to an All-Star game.
Yeah.
Not even close.
And not a Hall of Famer.
Not even close to a Hall of Famer. He never averaged more than 12 points a game.
Yeah.
Household name, though.
Yeah. Yeah. This program brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar, the protein bars, actually enjoyable to eat. BuiltBar.com, promo code DP10, 10% off your order. BuiltBar.com, promo code DP10 at checkout. McLovin, what do you have as far as poll results? I mentioned the NBA trades. The Lakers lost again. The Bucks have won 8 in a row. There's an opening with Oklahoma basketball. Sweet 16 starts Saturday afternoon. What do you have?
Okay, I have a poll question that will probably bore the audience to death, but I had this debate in the back room yesterday and this morning. Which of these teams falls out of the top 8 in the NBA East? So basically, the Bulls loaded up, and you'd think that they're going to move up in the playoffs. That means the Hornets are the 4 seed right now, and they lost LaMelo Ball. The Knicks are the 5 seed somehow. The Hawks are the 6 seed.
Yeah.
The Heat are the 7 seed at 22-23. And then the Celtics are at the 8 seed. So then you have the Pacers, Bulls, and Raptors coming up behind them.
Mm.
To me, it seems weird. Like the Hornets and the Knicks and the Hawks all feel like they could fall out of this playoff picture.
Well, the Hawks were trading Rondo and they wanted to trade John Collins. And here they are in the playoff mix, which is odd. Like, I understand what Orlando's doing. They just decided to detonate. They took the wrecking ball to the franchise, and then they'll try to rebuild. But Atlanta, you're still, you're kind of in and kind of out, and that's not a good place to be. I mean, you want to make the playoffs, but you don't want to be in there as a team that wins, you know, 40 games. And who they have, it feels like they were building a younger roster there, but I have no idea. They don't feel threatening. The Knicks, it's amazing they're in the playoff picture, but that's how bad the East is this year. Do I think Indiana gets better? Miami gets better? Yes. You know, do the Knicks do anything? Does Andre Drummond go to a team and that helps that team substantially? I don't know. Yeah, McLeod.
What about the Bulls? Are they
legit? They did okay. They did okay. Vucevic is a good player, an older player, but that'll help Zach LaVine. And can they be a playoff team? I mean, it's a nice pickup. I think Vucevic is like 31 years of age, but he's averaging 25 and 12. And those are hollow numbers on a bad team, but they're still pretty good numbers.
What about the Raptors? Are they going for it now that they kept Kyle Lowry? Why did they keep Kyle Lowry? I haven't heard a good explanation.
Going for what?
Getting in the playoffs.
Well, they didn't keep Lowry because they wanted to keep Lowry. It's nobody wanted to take on Lowry, who then is going to want a contract extension. And they've lost 9 of 10. So I don't think they're going for anything. Does the PA announcer the next home game say, "And at guard, still a Raptor, Kyle Lowry"?
At least for one game, you got to do it.
We didn't think he was going to be here, but he is. Kyle Lowry. We shopped him all over the place, and nobody wanted to take on that contract. Say hello again to Kyle Lowry. All righty. What else do you have? Okay. By the way, Rajon Rondo is sixth all-time in postseason assists. Magic is one. LeBron is two. John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Tony Parker, Rajon Rondo. That's a pretty good list there.
Tony Parker, Hall of Famer, right?
Yes. Yeah, everybody on that list is a Hall of Famer.
Sounds like a bunch of dudes who had good teammates.
Yeah, Magic had Worthy and Kareem. Hey, man, how hard was it to make
a I'm going to give you
there?
The ball. You score.
Wow. Hey, I can't score. You score.
Yeah, I'm not going to push you. You do it.
Delonte West gave LeBron all those assists. We know that.
And what else do you have?
Oh, okay. For our L.A. audience, is it time to panic? I tuned in the game yesterday. That is a tough roster right now. And they said LeBron, they don't know when he's coming back.
Now it's 3 to 5 weeks. Yeah. Anthony Davis, we don't know when he's coming back. I would think just the seeding part of this. Now, I thought the Lakers were going to make a strong push for Kyle Lowry. But if you get Lowry, then who do you give up? And then you give up some of your depth. And you don't have draft picks because you sent those to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. When everybody's healthy, they're still the team to beat in the West. Would Kyle Lowry have made them more formidable? A better starting lineup, but I don't know if it would have made them. You know, Kyle Lowry can shoot threes. He's good in the postseason. But you know, I think they were trying to weigh how much do we give up and how much is too much for a guy who has an expiring contract. And Kyle Lowry's going to want, you know, a big number here. Do you want a guy who's just a rental? I think that's what it came down to for a lot of these teams. Yeah, Paul.
I was just thinking about this because we were all pretty surprised to see the Clippers' odds so far up. Would anybody here or would anybody take the Clippers over the Lakers right now in a bet to win the West? Even though the guys are injured, I think the faith in LeBron is so high that he'll come back, that he'll do what it takes to do.
Well, Anthony Davis has to come back.
Yeah. But if you had to put a bet right now, who goes further in the playoffs, Lakers or Clippers, I think people would still bet Lakers.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
But it's one thing to have LeBron back. If LeBron doesn't have Anthony Davis, it's the same thing I said last year. With Anthony Davis, you win the championship. Without him, you're not winning the championship. Just not. There's some good teams in the West. And if they're seeded 6 or 7, you know, that's different. Now, you're not playing in a bubble where there is no home court advantage. You're still traveling to these cities. You're going to their home court. That's a big deal. Now, can they beat everybody? Yes, they can. But then the Nets, when they get healthy, at least we assume they're going to get healthy, Are they the team to beat? I still like the Lakers over the Nets. Yeah, McLovin.
But there's seven or 8 weeks left in the season. If LeBron's out for 5 weeks, that gets really scary.
Yes, it does.
But you said without Davis, they can't win a title. Without LeBron, they might not even get out of the first round.
Yeah. Got to have LeBron. But Anthony Davis, it's one thing. LeBron can take you only so far. Anthony Davis can take you to a title. But if Anthony Davis is back and LeBron isn't, you're not going to go to the title. You're not going to win a title either. You got to have both of those guys. Yeah, McLovin.
What about the Nuggets and Jazz? I group them together, these mountain teams. Like, why aren't we talking about them as a favorites? Or
I think you want to see something. Like, I just want to see what you do when you have to win. It's a big game. Who takes the shot? Do you win the game you're supposed to win? I haven't seen that yet. And that's why it's really hard to be. We've seen Kawhi do this, but I haven't seen the Clippers do this. We've seen the Lakers do this. You know, the Joker's wonderful, but, you know, what are they going to do in the postseason? Jamal Murray, that's what I want to see that. And until we see that, you know, I think we'll be surprised if something like that happens. Yeah, McLovin.
Also, we should mention Portland. I think they made a move yesterday, but they're kind of hot. Are they even in the picture? Dame's playing really well. They're the sixth seed. I know we have so many fans in Portland. I just want to mention them.
Yeah, Portland is down the list. They're probably, gosh, around 12th as far as the list. Who did they?
Yeah, they're at 8,500, tied with the Pacers, which I think they would be above that.
I thought that they were going to get Aaron Gordon. I thought that that would be a great addition. But, you know, Denver went out. They were aggressive. They got him. They'll pair him with Michael Porter Jr. But when that Portland roster is healthy, you know, that's a dangerous team.
Right. They added Norman Powell.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
2 years ago, they were in the Western Conference Finals, but they had the Durant-led, you know, Warriors. They just ran in the wrong team.
Yeah. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Mention Clark Kellogg will get us ready for the Sweet 16. That'll be starting tomorrow afternoon. And Adam Lefko on loan from NBA on TNT. Fox Sports Radio lineup. Peacock carries the show all 3 hours. If you don't have the app, download it. Doesn't cost you anything, but you get to join us via the TV. DP at DP Show on Twitter. And mention the phone number. What's the poll question we're going to
say? One more Lefko-related poll question. They ran it on TNT last night. Mm-hmm. Is a turtleneck a cool look in the year 2021? Because Lefko's been trying to rock it, and the public is very, very split.
A turtleneck in Atlanta in late March.
Yes.
Ah.
He's got a sort of a plaid coat underneath an orangish turtleneck.
I see where you're going. If he was calling the game up north, like in Minnesota in December, no problem. Green jacket.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever worn a turtleneck under a jacket, like telecasting?
I don't think so. Now, back then, we had to wear a shirt and tie. We didn't get to go casual like that or pseudo casual. You always had to wear at least a suit or the suit coat. We would wear shorts sometimes in the fall or in the summer, I should say. But no, not a big turtleneck guy to begin with. All right, we'll take a break. We've got our poll question, I believe. McLovin, wait, we're going to go with an Adam Lefko poll question.
I have a tournament poll question that I'm saving too, NCAA, the Sweet 16.
Why are you saving it?
Well, basically, what's better for the NCAA? If Gonzaga, Baylor, and Michigan all win in advance, or if one of these, like Loyola, Oregon State, do we want to see the favorites win this weekend, or do we want to see the underdogs?
Well, it'd be nice to have both, if you could, where you had a couple of favorites and then a couple of surprises, Cinderella stories.
Yeah, because I got to be honest, I'm not so keen on tuning into Oregon State. I know that's mean, but like, I want to see the favorites at this point.
Well, there's no household team where you go, Duke's in there. We don't have that. Gonzaga and Baylor are very good teams. Michigan, you know their coach. But as far as must-see TV, I don't think you have that team. I mean, you have fun teams. Loyola is a fun team. They're not a Cinderella team. They're a fun team. But, you know, is Houston must-see TV? Is Oregon State? Is Oregon? Yeah, it's time.
Not must-see TV, but I'm kind of curious to see how far UCLA and USC can both go.
Yeah. Curiosity factor there. And you might fall in love with one of these players. Yeah. I don't know. It's not like I go, gosh, there's nobody really to watch. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I mean, I'm not that jaded. I'd be like, all right, let's just watch the game, see how it plays out. Fine with that. Yes. Yeah,
got a lot of dudes. I'm just doing a little bit of research here. Got a lot of dudes in the NBA wearing turtlenecks. Just saying.
Guys who are in the league are wearing turtlenecks.
Oh, yeah.
But not hosts.
Like, I don't know. I don't have a host, an NBA host breakdown, but I got players. You got a bunch of them. Kyle Lowry, Chris Paul, Kevin Love, LeBron, Devin Booker.
Well, in the winter, turtleneck is okay. But
Kyle Kuzma.
But see, when you're on
Anthony Davis,
when you're on the set, it's really warm no matter where you are. The lights are really warm when you're on the set. And I would think the turtleneck, not in my wheelhouse. Yeah, Paul.
Dwayne Wade stoked up the turtleneck around 2013, checking my records, and it really made a play since then. If you wear a turtleneck, you have to completely embrace it and be ready for the critiques you're going to get. You got to own it and not apologize.
Yeah. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, TB12 is a turtleneck guy.
I think LeBron's rocked a turtleneck before.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Carmelo.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's Michael Jordan. Oh, well, Jordan wore it, so it's in.
Oh, okay. My bad. You know, Todd had an oatmeal turtleneck. Now, that one I liked.
Chunky oatmeal turtleneck sweater. Oatmeal.
No. I was all in. 3 years in a row, as Paulie likes to remind everybody. 3 years in a row.
Christmas party, you wore the same chunky.
What? How do you wear the same thing 3 years in a row? Then that specifically 3 years in a row. It's one thing to wear the same thing, but a turtleneck and an oatmeal turtleneck. Why would you pick that? I have no explanation for that.
Because that's your nice outfit.
I guess so. Everything else is sweatpants and Bronco jerseys. What was I supposed to do? Go shopping? I'm not going to do that.
And then we made fun of it. Paulie did. And then Fritzy somehow lost the chunky oatmeal turtleneck.
I did somehow lose. And I put some like cherry or strawberry chapstick on 1 year.
You don't throw. I know. You did have. It looked like lipstick.
It really did.
1 year. And I went, dude, your lips are really
just before
red.
I walked into your house, I'm like, I need a little chapstick. I didn't even look in the mirror. And I just. And next thing I know, I'm like, what is that?
We have to post that picture. It's I don't know what you were doing, but the red lipstick
with the oatmeal turtleneck sweater for the third year, just not a good look.
Yeah.
I should have just stayed in the car and let my family go in.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back with Mr. Turtleneck himself, Adam Lefkoe, and we'll settle on a poll question as well. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. We have the Traeger fired up, but you can cook. There's 6-in-1 versatility. You want to grill, smoke, bake, roast, braise, barbecue. You can do that all in one grill. Let's say you want to do, I don't know, loaded brisket nachos, pork belly tacos. You can do cocktails on there. You can bake a pie on there. You can do everything. You get that burst of wood-fired flavor that takes the deliciousness to a whole new level. Plus, you don't have to be a pro to do this. It's really easy to cook on the Traeger. The Traeger app, all the recipes, you download those. Plus, there's Wi-Fi technology. You can use your smartphone, and you can monitor what's going on the grill. You can change the temperature through the app on your phone. No matter what you choose to cook on your Traeger grill, you can be confident it's going to taste great. And the fact that you have those recipes, you can download step-by-step of what you need to do. Don't be afraid. TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to start shopping or check one out at a dealer near you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
We'll settle on a poll question here on this Friday. Kind of loose here. Started out loose heading into turn 4, this program. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech to their 5-star sales service and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. He's the popular host, Tuesday NBA on TNT host, The Lefko Show on Bleacher Report. Adam Lefko joining us on the program. Lefko, good to have you on.
Dan, good to be here. Just want to say I woke up today, and you know sometimes when the voice just feels crispy when you wake up and you can't explain it?
Yeah.
It's happening, and I feel great.
Oh, that's a good-sounding voice is what you're saying.
I mean, I was getting ready to say that you had a top five voice of all time, and I was hoping to one day stand in the shadow of that voice, but seeing as how you're attacking today, thanks, Dan. Good to see you as well.
Is that a cranberry velour shirt?
Sweatshirt? Is that velvet? Cranberry is an interesting use of the word maroon. It is. It's very soft. I wanted you to think that I had either expensive pajamas or I just like have a strong sweater game.
It's kind of a Merlot. You're wearing you're walking Merlot.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's more of a Pinot Noir.
Okay.
But Merlot's nice.
And I like
By the way, that Traeger read earlier.
Thank you.
I almost bought a Traeger grill. I did.
Was it that good? I mean, convincing?
You can make cocktails on it?
Yes, you can.
I was like, this is incredible.
We've made cocktails. We've made pies on there. And then you can make anything you want, really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But you're amazing. A big time. I mean, you should be able to afford a Traeger grill.
I have never lived in a place in which a grill could exist.
Oh.
I've either been in New York for 8 years. I'm currently in an Airbnb in Atlanta. I don't know what it's like to have a yard, Dan. I'm not an adult yet. It's an issue.
And you went with the turtleneck. You're rocking the turtleneck.
Thoughts?
I like it. I'm just worried about turtleneck late March, early April in Atlanta.
I kind of came into it and I said, Ernie in that chair has taken bow ties and made it iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I wanted to do was to be another suit and tie.
Okay.
You know, that's over. And I kind of looked around and I said, when I think back to my college experience, who was the creepiest person? Oh, the old guy that comes back in a turtleneck. And I tried to channel that. I'm just having fun. And the greatest thing with NBA on TNT is that people feel comfortable insulting you. And then I get the opportunity to clap back at them, which has been very enjoyable.
All right. Did anything change yesterday in the NBA as far as seismic shift, the power rankings there?
For me, the team that caught my attention the most, maybe surprisingly, was the Denver Nuggets. I really thought the Denver Nuggets were going to have a big second half, mainly because they had so much depth that was hurt in the first half. And when I looked at them, I was like, Nikola Jokic has been carrying this team by himself, 12, 13 triple doubles, but now he has athleticism and size around him. Aaron Gordon, JaVale McGee, one, Jokic's ability to pass, that two-man game now with Aaron Gordon, I don't need you to dribble. Go run at the hoop. Jokic is going to hit you. But when they lost Jeremy Grant, when they lost Plumlee last year, that, along with Jamal Murray and Jokic, gave a lot of depth. And it really seems like the NBA went, Anthony Davis is a ways away, according to Frank Vogel, and LeBron James, we don't see him get hurt that often. It was as if everybody woke up. Denver caught my attention because now I think they have the athletic bigs. And when I look at the Clippers, they don't have the bigs. When I look at the Lakers, Gasol's still trying to work on his conditioning. They don't really have the bigs right now. So Denver really caught my attention.
And I always wondered that, though, Adam, if somebody was going to be like counterintuitive of, hey, we can't match you with this, so we need you to try to match what we do. Now you deal with us as opposed to us trying to be like everybody else in the NBA. Is that what Denver's doing?
Sure does seem like it. I like the fact that there was a number of teams that maximized the short window of their stars and were honest about it. Don't wait for Gary Trent Jr. to become Norman Powell. Get Norman Powell. Don't wait for Zach LaVine to maybe get to free agency and go, I wonder what it would be like to be with an athletic big. Get Vucevic. Put him out there. And so for Denver, they're like, we don't think last year was a fluke. We don't think that the Jamal Murray that we saw in the bubble all of a sudden went away. It's funny. The bubble guys are starting to come back. Jamal Murray's starting to come back. Tyler Hero's starting to come back. We forget that they had like 3 weeks between the end of the bubble and the regular season. We're like, why isn't this continuing? So I don't think Denver was a flash in the pan, and I think they were, let's get some athletes around Jokic and make it easier for them.
I mentioned this about 30 minutes ago. Can you remember a player who averages 4 points a game and gets as much attention as Rajon Rondo does?
I thought you were going to talk about Kelly Olynyk. I thought you were going to say, you ever see someone get 4 points a game, they get traded for like a former All-Star? Rondo has so much respect from every NBA player. When that trade, you know, because let's be honest, Shaq gets out there, I need a list of the trades so he can look at them, you know, and he goes, oh, Rondo. It's his IQ. We've read the stories before about how nobody learns the pocket of a shooter of his team better than Rondo and puts those perfect passes. The leadership, that's the reason they brought him to Atlanta, was to mentor Trey. And the whole experience with the coach there didn't work out. But it is interesting that when I was looking at the crunch time numbers, the under 5 minutes for the Clippers, how much everything fell apart. And it turned into ISO ball where it was Paul George figure it out, Kawhi figure it out. And now that Rondo can be out there, the other thing that I love is Montrezl Harrell goes from the Clippers to the Lakers, and it felt like this backstabbing. Yeah. And it's now like the Clippers got their former Laker from last year to come right. So I pray that if the Lakers do fall, they fall to a spot in like 6 or 7 to where they have to play the Clippers in the first round, because that would be unbelievable.
Rondo a Hall of Famer?
Oh, man. I feel like a lot of people are Hall of Famers. The pro basketball or the basketball Hall of Fame is very loose, but he's got a number of titles.
I said he was, but okay. They're far more lenient with the Basketball Hall of Fame. I don't think he won anything at Kentucky in his, 1 year there?
No.
I believe.
No. But Billy Gillespie, yeah.
I feel like Rondo is a Hall of Fame, going to the Hall of Fame.
I hear a lot of people just say Hall of Famer, you know. So, yeah, I would. I mean, I'm hearing Kyle Lowry's a Hall of Famer.
Really?
Rudy Gobert is a Hall of Famer. These are things I hear people say all the time, because you look and you're like, oh, Rudy Gobert, it's a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's we look at the – it's tough because it's we look at them in a vacuum, but – NBA is loose. I just know that whenever the Hall of Fame comes up, Shaq is like, I wish it was tighter. It's the Hall of Very Good. Like he only wants like him, Kareem, Will. Like that's all he wants in there is like 4 guys.
Yeah, we are a lot more lenient when it comes to basketball. Because you have
and we know nothing of the process, Dan. It's not like the NFL where we know there's this conference room and there's writers and we know who's pitching you and what was the argument against you. And we know the votings, the NBA, it's like Hunger Games. And they're like, and these are the 6 names. And we're like, wait, how did you get there? Like, how did that happen?
Nobody is allowed to know.
Yeah, yeah. Very secret.
I saw the latest odds after the trade deadline. It's the Nets, the Lakers, and then the Clippers. What have the Clippers done that would make you think they're the third best team to win a championship here?
Maybe I'm biased, but I thought the Sixers would be ahead of the Clippers. I mean, Embiid's out and they've won 8 of 8 and 1 in their last 9 games.
I got
games.
The Bucks and the Jazz and then the Sixers with these odds.
I mean, Tobias Harris is only up to season average by 5 to like 25 points per game. Simmons is like a walking triple-double, and he sometimes doesn't even need points to even come near it. They now add George Hill. That's interesting. The Bucks are slept on, and I'm a part of the problem because I am one of those media members that has suffered Bucks fatigue and Budenholzer fatigue, and I'm sitting there going, you haven't adapted in the playoffs the last 3 years, and I'm self-consciously worrying that they're going to pull a wrap Raptors, where when they won, everybody was like, yeah, we'll prove it to me in the playoffs. And we just write them off all season long. I love the PJ Tucker addition. And I think we've forgotten that Drew Holiday is there and he missed a large chunk of time with COVID. And then the Nets, though, to me are the most fun watch in the NBA. And at the end of the day, we can look at odds, but I think they're the best team in the NBA because you have Harden, Kyrie, and Durant. And when those guys are clicking, I don't know who's stopping them because playoff basketball is half-court basketball, and it's a one-on-one game, and all three of those guys are a walking bucket. But the Lakers, I have a real concern with. If Anthony Davis has a calf strain, which is the same injury that Kevin Durant had before he popped his Achilles, we cannot take it lightly because it's also a mental thing. For LeBron, he has played 93% of the games that his teams have had. He has missed, I think in his career, 104 games. He has played almost 50,000 minutes and missed 104 games. And not all those were injuries. A lot of those were just, let's get some rest on the second half of a back-to-back. And so when he went down writhing in pain, it is open. But yeah, I'm with you with the Clippers where I go, okay, where's the big guy that's going to defend Embiid if he's there or defend if the Nets end up pulling anybody else or Anthony Davis if he's healthy? And look, I love Paul George. He's having a career true shooting season. But we've seen this story before, and yeah, it's not one that I enjoy reading.
Keep rocking the velour. Keep rocking the turtleneck. But just keep on rocking in the free world, okay, Adam?
That was great. By the way, can I ask one quick question before you kick me off?
Yes, you can.
You told me to be Stockton.
Yes.
Man, I want to be Iverson. And I just want to know, did you have any other broadcasting, hosting advice or analysis of what I need? Like, what do I really suck at, Dan?
But there's nothing wrong with starting at Stockton because your job is to distribute. But when you want to call your own number, then it'll stand out even more. If you call your number all the time, then I think you get in the way of the people who they've done this before. But totally, when you want to go and you can be Magic Johnson against the Sixers in the NBA Finals and, you know, go for 42 points. But the other times, your job is to set those guys up. You got to have at least 10 assists a night.
I like that you mentioned Magic in the Finals.
Yeah.
Because he saved it for the stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, pick your spot. You didn't do it here, but pick your spot when you want to be really good. Okay.
That burn brought to you by Traeger Grills. Not going to do it on our grills, yeah, but we'll do it on the show.
Look at that voice. Listen to that voice. Not as good as this voice. No, not as good as this voice.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your head up, okay?
Thanks, pal.
All right. That's Adam Lefkoe. Tuesday NBA on TNT host. Oh, wait till they give him like Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Mr. Tuesday. Tuesdays with Lefkoe. We need Mitch Albom to do another book. Tuesdays with Maureen, 2 days with Lefkoe. The Lefkoe Show on Bleacher Report. He's a good sport. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play is called
of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here's Letty, left wing over the Boston line, driving in the net. Quick shot, save, luck, rebound, score! Anthony Beauvillier has done it again! Just 21 seconds into overtime! Bo has overtime winners in back-to-back games! And the Islanders win it tonight, 4-3 in Boston! Can you believe it?
That's an amazing call.
For a 16-year-old.
Islanders Radio Network. Islanders beat the Bruins. In overtime, they lead the East by 2 points over Washington. They've gone 31 consecutive seasons without winning a division title. Last time they won one was 1987-1988. That was a crazy call. Just to be able to sustain that level, that pitch.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Wouldn't it be great if that's how he sounded in real life? So it's not really, you know, where we're giving him credit for getting his voice up there. Like, you just meet him on the street. Say, hey, how you doing? It's like,
I'm good. You?
Yeah. It's like high pitch Eric. who's high pitch?
Kelly Clarkson. Hey, I'll take a number two with a Coke. Large thing.
Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive. Powerful ingredients backed by science help me get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. McLevin gave me basketball reference with Hall of Fame probability. So these are the odds.
Yes, they have a calculator that does it, that weighs in NBA championships, leaderboard points, like what they lead in assists or something, peak win shares, and all-star game selections, and they crunch the numbers to come up with a probability.
Okay, so the active players right now, Chris Paul, 100% probability that he'll make the Hall of Fame. Kevin Durant, 100%. James Harden is, well, he's going to make the Hall of Fame, but they got him under 100%. Steph Curry under 100%, 99.999. Russell Westbrook, Dwight Howard Hall of Famer.
I was surprised by that one. I don't know if the media feels that way about him.
I wonder, the more he plays, the less he becomes a Hall of Famer in people's eyes. And he has no high school, or, you know, college career. Who else is on here? Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony. Anthony Davis, a little higher probability. They're making the Hall of Fame. Anthony Davis won a title at Kentucky. Carmelo won a title at Syracuse. That's factored in as well. Damian Lillard is 0.90. Kyle Lowry is lower than that. Paul George, Kyrie, and Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi is right now at 0.79, which...
I don't think this formula takes into account championships, maybe, because he should be higher. That's the only explanation.
Well, it should. That's like when we do quarterback rating, and I always go, well, did he win? How much did he win? Quarterback rating, I don't care what your stats are. I want to know, did you win? Yeah, Paulie.
Dwight Howard's, before age 30, 8 All-Star appearances, led the league in rebounding 5 times, led the league in blocks twice. Before 30, he feels like a Hall of Famer. Like you said, it's getting worse at the last 8 years.
Yeah.
He's having a nice year now, they're saying, like a little bit of a blip improvement. I mean, he's a bench player.
Let's see. Who else is on here? Draymond Green is... That's not a high percentage. John Wall, no. Jimmy Butler, no. Kemba Walker, Al Horford, Derrick Rose, no, no, no. I'm trying to see if there's anybody else down here that might be interesting. The Joker is really low now, but he'll be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. DeAndre Jordan is really low. All right.
I have where Rondo is among not just the active players, but all players. He's 111 at 0.60%. But behind him is there's 7 or 8 Hall of Famers, like Cliff Hagen, Wes Unseld, Maurice Cheeks, Yao Ming are all Hall of Famers behind him.
Okay.
So he's in that number will get you into the Hall of Fame. He's right where Klay Thompson is.
Yeah, but Klay has still got more of his career.
Yeah.
Blake Griffin is just behind Klay Thompson. LaMarcus Aldridge is in there as well. All right. I think Rondo is going to be a Hall of Famer. Yeah. So
Paulie brought up an interesting question. Is Curt Schilling, to me, feels like way more of a Hall of Famer than Rondo. And he's not in the Hall of Fame because baseball is so much more selective.
Well, no, that's politics. Curt Schilling's a Hall of Famer. Whether you put him in or not, he's a Hall of Famer. Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer. Like him or not, bet against his team, bet for his team when he was a manager. Still, the numbers show that he's a Hall of Famer. But Curt Schilling, you know, Curt Schilling at a point in his career was in the top 5 best pitchers in the game. Rondo has never been one of the top 5 players in the game. And we can talk about Rondo, playoff Rondo. Curt Schilling would take the ball and go out there and do it all himself. You know, he would dominate a game. You know, Rondo didn't do that. Rondo's very good. And good in the playoffs. Might get a little more credit what he does in the playoffs. Clark Kellogg is going to join us coming up a little bit. We'll talk about March Madness this weekend, the Sweet 16. Settle on a poll question as well, I believe. Did you do that, McLevin?
I have one up there. It's sneaky and has an interesting result, but I won't tell you what it is.
Okay. Wow. Big reveal coming up. Close out the first hour with M Drive. We all face it. And age is undefeated. It's inevitable. We'll never be as young as we are right now or as young as we think we are. But you can feel younger. It's really important now to attack the day. And you can start your day like I do with M-Drive. Everyday supplement for guys with drive who refuse to let age beat them, like me. M-Drive is packed with powerful ingredients. It is backed by science. Helps keep me energized, strong, lean. And you kind of attack the day. If you wake up in the morning, you feel sluggish. Got to change your routine. How do you sleep? How do you eat? You're working out. But start it with M-Drive. MDriveDan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Or you can get M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me. It can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com and don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Go to mdrivedan.com.